Good morning. I'm Chuck Burden, and I want to welcome you again to Seeds of Truth. This broadcast is brought to you by the Rivermont Church of Christ. We meet at 2316 East 100 Road in Chester, Virginia. Today I'd like to talk to you about Christ's kingdom and hopefully clear up some misconception, and I want to do this using Scripture. Now, the Bible says that all Scripture is given by God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work. That's 2 Timothy 3, 16-17. The problem is that so many won't use all Scripture. And what I mean when I say this is that they pick and choose certain Scripture and ignore others. And this results in Scripture being taken out of context, and then error gets taught. That's why it's important to be diligent in studying Scripture, using all the Scripture to understand what God is telling us, in accordance with 2 Timothy 2:15. The Bible is meant to be studied. It's not a quick reference book, and it's not like a novel where you can turn to the end and solve the mystery. Also, the Bible, the inspired Word of God, does not contradict itself. When we find verses that appear to us to be contradictory, then that means we've gotten at least one of them wrong. 1 Corinthians 14:33 lets us know that God is not the author of confusion. As I talk about Christ's kingdom, I want to refute a common misconception. And those who subscribe to this misconception are called premillennialists. Premillennialism centers on the idea that we're living in a period before a thousand-year reign of Christ. There are some variations, but the basic doctrine centers on the claim that Christ originally came to establish his kingdom, but because the world was too wicked to accept him as king, he was crucified instead. They claim that Christ's kingdom did not come. So he established the church as a stopgap, an afterthought, if you will, until he returns. They also believe something called the rapture will occur at Christ's second coming, and all saints will be caught up with the Lord. 7 years of tribulation will follow, then the Antichrist will be defeated at the Battle of Armageddon, when Christ will conquer all evil. Then Christ will establish his kingdom and reign on the earth in physical Jerusalem for 1,000 years. Finally, there will be a judgment followed by heaven and hell. Now, Scripture gives us the nature of the kingdom. And this idea about a physical kingdom in physical Jerusalem is the same mistake that the Jews that we read about in the New Testament made. Jesus clearly lets us know that the kingdom was never intended to be an earthly kingdom. John 18:36 reads, Jesus answered, "My kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, my servants would fight, so that I should not be delivered to the Jews. But now my kingdom is not from here." Now we shouldn't disregard that Scripture tells us that the last days had come with the advance of Pentecost. Acts chapter 2, verses 16 and 17 reads, "But this is what was spoken by the prophet Joel. And it shall come to pass in the last days, says God, that I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your young men shall see visions. Your old men shall dream dreams." The Apostle Peter, while quoting Joel, pointed to the things starting at Pentecost as the things that Joel prophesied about. Now, Daniel also prophesied about the kingdom and when the kingdom would arrive. In Daniel 2, verse 44, it reads, "And in the days of these kings, the God of heaven will set up a kingdom which shall never be destroyed, and the kingdom shall not be left to other people. It shall break in pieces and consume all these kingdoms, and it shall stand forever." Daniel also said that Christ's eternal kingdom would come during the time of the Roman Empire in Daniel chapter 2. The New Testament also in several places indicates a time frame when the kingdom would begin. John the Baptist and Jesus both said that the kingdom was near. And in Mark, Jesus told his disciples, "Assuredly I say to you that there are some standing here who will not taste death till they see the kingdom of God present with power."